Welcome back to our comprehensive daily briefing on artificial intelligence developments across Reddit. Moving directly into community automation workflows on r/AI automations, users are sharing pragmatic scripts that genuinely save time in daily production environments. One highly praised routine involves a nightly reflection job set up on Claude Code. Running automatically at 6:40 in the morning, it reads through the previous day's entire session logs and writes synthesized lessons directly back into a global rules file. This ensures that corrections made yesterday instantly become hard rules today, completely eliminating the need to re-explain context week after week. A concise briefing summarizing what changed hits the developer's inbox by 7 a.m. Another user highlights an unflashy yet vital workflow transforming messy, raw notes into a structured, reviewable action brief that cleanly pulls out tasks, decisions, blockers, and follow-ups before any handoff occurs. Discussing what is actually worth automating, the community highlights reconciliation in financial services as a premier starting point because it handles hours of manual record matching while maintaining defined rules and keeping a human in the loop for compliance exceptions. A seasoned automator advises that the best first product always stems from solving a repetitive friction point in your own daily job where you are the target market. Meanwhile, beginners asking whether an iPad is sufficient to learn tools like N8N, Make, and API integrations are told that while mobile devices work fine for conceptualizing workflows, they will eventually bottleneck on coding, debugging, and advanced setups. Over on r/images, creators are showcasing striking speculative art ranging from biomechanical decopunk and relic of a synthetic dynasty to whimsical action shots like a mantis horse kicking a dragonfly, alongside vintage cartoon-style collages. In industry business news on r/anthropic, financial speculation has reached a fever pitch over reports that Anthropic is eyeing a record-shattering $3 trillion stock market launch. Community members are fiercely debating the underlying numbers, pointing out that even with projected revenues of $47 billion by 2026, a multi-trillion-dollar valuation defies basic market sanity. Critics argue that the company currently burns capital rapidly and would require astronomical net profit margins on trillions in revenue to justify such a valuation, dismissing the move as an ultimate cash grab before the market bubble corrects. Frustration is also mounting over Anthropic's corporate posture. Users complain about an increasingly holier-than-thou attitude, noting that while the company dangles unreleased Mythos-level capabilities and overzealous safeguards in front of the public, they simultaneously trim usage resets and treat pro subscribers to tighter limits akin to a drug dealer cutting off free samples and demanding heavy payments. Technical grievances also target Claude's memory feature, where users report models aggressively clinging to trivial past notes, such as remembering a one-time site caching issue from 4 months ago, and injecting them repeatedly despite explicit commands to delete those memories entirely. Switching to r/bard, users are exploring newly unlocked Gemini skills in beta, sharing tips on utilizing advanced visual content generators and document parsing agents for complex PDFs and presentations. Creative writers are surprisingly praising Gemini 3.7 Flash, noting that while Google's lack of Frontier Pro model releases is frustrating, 3.7 Flash performs exceptionally well in creative writing and comedy without the bland predictability associated with other models. Comparative tests between Gemini 3.7 Flash and newer Claude iterations sparked extensive debates on language logic tests, while users also noted a quirky oversight. Gemini allows users to import chat histories from ChatGPT and Claude via zip files, but still lacks native syncing for conversations started directly inside Google Search. Finally, in r/bookwritingAI, authors struggling with tight budgets are debating how to approach editing and humanizing AI-generated manuscripts. When discussing whether tools like Grammarly Pro can bypass AI detectors, industry experts warn that statistical algorithmic models like Pangram analyze deep structural signals in LLM text generation with extreme precision, leaving a high probability of detection. The overwhelming community consensus advises writers to rely on human writing groups, peer critique circles, or learning the craft manually rather than trusting automated humanizer tools.